Thanks for tuning in to WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. You are listening to Local Motives.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for Local Motives, WMPG's exclusive local music show dedicated to bands all around Maine. I'm Bobby, hosting tonight, along with...
With Chaz Wing? Yes.
I'm not going to share my last name.
Oh, probably a good idea. I just made a mistake.
No.
Send me friend requests on Facebook, everybody.
And tonight in the studio, we are so lucky to have a band from here in Portland. Guys, I think your mic is on. You want to check in with us?
Check. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Whoa,
ooh.
That was loud.
All right. Check it out.
Chess.
Hello.
So
all right. Yeah. So who is this trio that we have here sitting in the recording room?
We are If You Insist. We have another guy who's not with us tonight playing drums, but it's just the three of us tonight acoustically.
All right. If You Insist, we're going to find out all about them over the next hour and a half. This show is dedicated to listening to their music, learning their story, and promoting their cause. You guys ready for that?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good to me.
All right. If You Insist, take it away.
All right. This song's called Last May.
Two.
Sunny days up here in the northern states, and how much better it was last May in this pine tree state. And could you come right to my rescue? It would it be too much to ask? You had some hands, fires too warm, cause I'd rather be there, cause here I'm so bored. I wasn't quite sure, could I ask for you? See me in Maine. Yeah, we're such a bore, but it's the only place we ever felt the same. And the coast is all to blame. I've been thinking about those lazy days with your turntable on replay, and she'll have to find a reason to play J.C. Ray. Like friends in the backseat of your parents' car, infinity on iron, we've never felt so fine. Never felt so fine. And I wasn't quite sure, could I ask for you to come see me in pain? Yeah, we're such a bore, but it's the only place we ever felt the same. And the coast is all to blame.
And I know that Maine is just some place to get away, not somewhere you want to stay, but I don't know if there's enough for you here. Cause every time I said I'll get away, I can't just shake this place, because the thought of you inside you're here.
One, two, three, four. Wasn't quite sure. Could I ask for you to come see me in Maine? Yeah, we're such a bore, but it's the only place we ever felt the same. And the coast is all to blame.
Coast is all to blame.
And the coast is all to blame. All right, thank you. That was Last May, all original. This next song is called Ashley, and we actually have it out for sale on Bandcamp if you want to check us out on Facebook, if you insist. Anyway, the song's called Ashley. Ready? I was standing in line waiting for my chance, and you were taking your time, taking off that glance. I thought you might have been romance, but you were all the dance. And don't you know, I couldn't care less. And don't you care, you'll never heal the rest. I won't call, 'cause now it's off my chest. Shall find out how to get out of this town. Get caught up in some mystery as far as the eye can see. Now just be let down. And I was taking my time as you were standing there. And right between his eyes, you gave me that stare. I thought you might have been romance, but you were all the dance. Couldn't care less, don't you care? You'll never hear us. I won't call, 'cause now it's off my chest. Maybe we shall find out how to get out of this town. Get caught up in some mystery as far as the eye can see. Now just be let down.
If you insist, live here on WMPG and W281AC, Gorham, Portland. Fantastic, fellas.
Thanks, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are beautiful songs.
Yeah, thanks. That last one was, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, for sale on Bandcamp if anyone wants to pick it up. The full single is $2.
Great. And for those listeners who are not acquainted with Bandcamp, what is the URL? How can they get there?
The URL is ifyouinsist.bandcamp.com, and it's a place where you can just pick up music. It's pretty straightforward. So
that's cool. And Bandcamp, you actually can set that up so people pay for your music, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Or they can download it for free. Is that right?
Not this one. We set a price to it, but there is a donation if you want to give more. So we're always open to that.
Yeah. And they can. I actually checked it out today. I listened to Ashley in from the top of Pottle Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be playing that later.
Okay, cool. And it seems like you can preview the music for free.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can stream all of our music for free, so editing this up.
So two songs, Ashley or Last May, and then that one was Ashley.
Yep.
Yes.
And before we get to know the people who those songs were written about, let's get to let's learn about the people in our recording studio. We have three people, three dudes. You guys want to go around and introduce yourselves and talk about the instrument you play?
My name is Nick. I play guitar. Yeah.
It's pretty much, yeah. My name is Ben. I play guitar and I do vocals.
My name is Blake and I play bass.
I also sing. Nick sings too.
Yeah, Nick sings a bit. he actually has a pretty good voice, so we let him have some chances.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I like the juxtaposition of your voices. You guys have different qualities to your voices.
Oh, thanks.
But both great singers. Nick, you're playing lead guitar, is that right?
In those two songs, I was. Sometimes we don't really have a label on lead or rhythm because we switch a lot, so.
Yeah.
But in those two, yes.
Nice. I like the way you're playing lead guitar there on the acoustic. It's
Thank you.
Super melodic. Super melodic.
He's a pretty melodic guy.
Yeah. So the first song, Last May, that you played, that one, I love how it had some lyrics that were specifically about being from Maine.
Oh, yeah. We really wanted to have a song that could really, like, identify from where we formed.
I feel like every band has to have at least one song with their home state or town.
Yeah, somewhere in there. So we figured that would be a pretty good song to go for with that.
And the lyric was, "Could I ask you to come and see me in Maine?"
Actually, that I wrote all the lyrics for that song, and that was originated from... I used to go to this summer camp and work at French Woods Festival, the Performing Arts.
Yeah.
I used to work there, and I made a lot of friends all around the country and all in different continents and stuff like that. So I have a lot of friends who... I was, like, the only kid there from Maine, so it was kind of cool to say that, but at the same time, it kind of sucked because when I would go home, I wouldn't see any of my friends from French Woods, so...
Okay.
That was the whole idea behind that lyric.
Yeah. That was cool. I got the sense of, like, isolation and a little bit of loneliness in that tune.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of that, and I think that comes with living up in Maine. Like, there's not a lot of people who come up here, so there's some of that, but there's some good qualities of Maine, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it seems like maybe the long winters give musicians an opportunity to practice more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that song was written in the winter, and I was hoping for summer. So that was the push behind that song, I guess.
Cool. And the other song, Ashley. Who's Ashley?
Oh, that is I don't know. Is that a long story?
You know, those are the kind of stories that make the best radio.
was something that I think we gave our... We used to have a full-time front man, but unfortunately we decided that wasn't where we wanted to go with our music. But at the time... We gave him this idea for a, just like one of those, like, post-breakup song kind of things. We gave him that idea, and he went with it, and that's where we got Ashley. So there isn't, there is a person behind that name. I don't know if we should mention that on air, but I don't think there was any specific story. It was just the idea that we wanted to roll with, so.
Yeah. All right, so is Ashley a real person? Her name is Ashley?
Yeah,
that is a real person.
Ashley, we hope you're listening tonight. That one was dedicated to you.
Oh, jeez.
You know, there are many people named Ashley in this world.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It could be about any of them.
It could be.
Just to keep you anonymous, Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Chaz will check the facts for us tonight, and he just did some research and found out there are a lot of people named Ashley.
372, just in Portland.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
No, not
really. I've
not
met some nice Ashleys.
I have no idea how many there are in Portland.
It's a popular name. So you guys are from, I was checking out your Facebook page, and you're actually from Poland.
Yep, Poland Springs. So.
Okay.
About 45 minutes from here. Not too bad.
And what's the story with your formation? How did you guys come together and assemble this group?
Nick, you can take that one away.
All right.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one for Nick.
So, I get to talk, yes. I went into middle school. I was in a jazz band with Blake, and I was just like, hey, I want to start a band. and Blake and I started it. We went through a few different members. I had known Ben from Boy Scouts, and I knew he played guitar, so I was like, hey, why don't you come by, come hang out with us? And he actually hated it. He has informed us that he just felt bad for us, so he played with us. At that moment, we didn't have a drummer, so it was really just a singer, guitar player, bass, and then Ben came in. We would just pretend like we knew somewhat of what we were doing.
Yeah.
And then Ben knew someone that played drums, so we brought him in, and now we're here.
Yeah, we kind of grew from there. I never expected that to really happen, but now we're here.
And we're here, and how long ago was there? When did this all start?
I came in like a year and a half ago, actually. Yeah. So,
we started the band in, I was in seventh grade.
And
Blake would have been in eighth grade, so, yep.
But yeah, I never really officially came in until last year, so we've been kind of rolling from there.
Cool. So you guys are freshmen and sophomore? Or,
well, I'm going to be a senior this year.
Oh, okay.
I'll be a junior.
Yeah, and I already just graduated, so.
I'm sorry, guys. my math was all off, because you guys said you've been together a year and a half, but you were talking about seventh grade, so I was...
No.
It's been a while since they've met.
Okay,
so
I see. Great.
I'm pretty recent.
Cool. All right, well, we'll dig into the story of, of how you get further details on, like, how you came together and maybe what it's like to be in Poland. Poland Springs, you know, playing music. I'm interested in that.
Oh, geez.
So how about if we get into two more songs?
All right, sure. This next one is a pretty long title. We like to abbreviate and just call it Constantly, but it's called Constantly Reminded of Things That Have Nothing to Do with Each Other. And this is features a bit more Nick, which would be nice.
I'm going to drink.
Not alcohol. He's just drinking water.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Probably from Poland Springs.
I had to clarify that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Actually, our school doesn't even have Poland's water. It's so weird.
Poland Regional High School has Aquafina.
All right, we'll kick into this song. Ready?
The sound of my heart beating is a sound so deafening. I wasn't quite sure if you were here or if you're listening.
One, two, three, four.
Social media will be the death of me, because I saw your tweet this morning, and I know it wasn't directed towards me. They always say that if you love someone, you gotta let them go. So I'm here to let you know. It feels like you're dancing on my heart. The thought of you two is tearing me apart. Don't be sad if I'm not here when you return. I'm not giving up, I just gotta do as best. I gotta get away from this hurt. Cause every time I said I needed one more chance, well, you gave it to me, but I messed it up. I let you down and now I see what you mean to me. Every time I see your name on my own page, it takes me back. Makes me think of the old days when it was you and me and no one else. Feels like you're dancing on my heart. The thought of you two is tearing me apart. Don't be sad if I'm not here when you return. I'm not giving up, I just gotta do as best. I gotta get away from this hurt. Cause every time I said I needed one more chance, well, you gave it to me, but I messed it up. I let you down and now I see what you mean to me.
Thank you.
you're dancing on my heart. Thought of you two was tearing me apart. Don't be sad if I'm not here when you return. I'm not giving up, I just gotta do what's best. I gotta get away from this earth. Every time I said I needed one more chance, well, you gave it to me, but I messed it up. I let you down, and now I see what you mean to me. It feels like you're dancing on my heart. The thought of you two was tearing me apart.
Thank you. That was Constantly. All right. The next song is probably one of the oldest songs we've ever played together. This was like...
Second song?
Second? No, I don't think... Maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe first or second. We're not sure. But
I feel like
this is an old one for us.
Yeah.
It's called Soap. Hope you like it. You guys ready?
Two, one.
Watches my dreams pass me by, and they all run and hide, and they all pass me, but I can't deny, and my jealousy won't pass her by. Oh, why can't I? Oh, why can't I? Please hold me down.
Please hold me down.
Get your ears.
Just hear our sound.
I'm locked the only exit, hanging out of town. Please hold me down.
Please hold me down.
Can't you hear the sound?
Just hear our sound.
I'm locked the only exit, hanging out of town. Time has its price, and I can't help but realize. Yeah, they were 17, and what's in it for me? Just give me a chance to set this free, and I'll show you who we are. Good day. Please hold me down.
Please hold me down.
Get your ear to the sound.
Just hear our sound.
Yeah, I've locked the only exit, hanging out of town. Look at yourself.
You look like.
And I want out.
Unlock me now.
9 to 5 is much too heavy, but we'll leave this town. I just can't believe that this is practically. When I go to sleep, dreams become reality. And when I go to sleep,
1, 2, 3. Down.
Can't you hear a sound?
Just hear our sound.
I'll block the only exit and get out of town. 1, 2, 3. Look at yourself.
You look like.
And I wanna.
Lock me now.
9 to 5 is much too heavy, but we'll leave this town. Please hold me down.
Please hold me down.
Can't you hear the sound?
Just hear our sound.
Lock the only exit and get out of town.
All right.
You are listening to WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland, with Chaz and
Bobby.
And our band tonight is If You Insist.
That's right. You're tuning into Local Motives here on WMPG. And we just got done with a two-song set. And those songs were called...
Constantly and Soap.
Great.
Those are both abbreviated.
Yeah, both abbreviated. They're way too long to talk about.
Okay, so the songs have longer titles?
Oh, yeah, that...
Okay, you want to share the real titles with us?
All right, the first title is Constantly Reminded of Things That Have Nothing to Do with Each Other. I think that title really has a good self-explanatory name right there. But the second title is called Standards of an Adolescent Poet. And we just thought it was funny because it was like soap, so we just kind of call it soap now.
All right. So the first song, Constantly, that was Nick singing, right?
Yes.
Most of that. And I found it interesting because you were a lot of songs stay away from talking about social media and specific technology, you know? Right? Like, and I found it interesting because you guys, that song was about like seeing someone's name posted on like Facebook or Twitter, and it reminded you of that person and how they weren't part of your life anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. So,
and I thought, well, that's pretty cool. That's really specific and relevant, you know?
Yeah.
We dig that kind of stuff.
Really, the line says it all pretty much. Social media will be the death of me. I think it's like whether it's from me tweeting things that get me in trouble or it's other people tweeting things and me seeing it, or it's just like technology makes things so much harder and easier, but harder because things just get out and it can sometimes make relationships harder.
Yeah, you guys are I'm an immigrant to the age of social media, you know? Like I didn't have that when I was a teenager. You guys came into it. I mean, you don't really know life without it, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Kind of.
So what's that? How does that influence the way you guys make music?
Oh, it's so much easier. It's like, making connections with people online is really important as a band. So it's definitely like a really good tool to use, but it's kind of difficult sometimes, you know? It's when it becomes a little more than a tool and too much of a...
Yeah, it's so much easier for us to get our music out there, too.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a huge help, so you guys can...
It's easier, but, I mean, also it can be harder because there's so many other bands that are doing the same exact thing, so they can just do exactly what we're doing, put the music out online, and you can just stream it, so that makes it a little bit harder because it creates a little bit more competition, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so what are some things, I mean, how have you distinguished yourselves or, like, set yourselves apart from all of the other bands that are doing what you're doing?
I think the first like frontier in that is probably definitely with songwriting, making sure our music, we try the best to make sure this is something that people like, definitely what we want to play. That's the first thing that always comes to mind, but definitely something that people are interested in listening to. So it's kind of this weird battle between, you know, writing for yourself and writing for others and trying to find a good medium for that.
For the longest time, I told the band, I was like, nope, I don't want to make it anywhere public where people can stream things, because I had this kick that I wanted everyone to just be like, oh, they're a mystery. Like, we have to go to their shows to hear them. So, yeah, there was a really long time where
how did that work out for you guys?
it actually worked decently, but I think there's a point where you have to kind of give in a bit. And so we've definitely given in a little bit, and it's also pretty helpful too because it made us really think about what we were going to put out and whether or not it's something that we really enjoy or not. So definitely has its struggles and benefits.
So what are some you know, you have a Bandcamp page, you have a Facebook page, and do you have other pages or other, like, do you have a Twitter account for the band or something?
Oh yeah, we have a Twitter account that's probably the one that is like the most relaxed of like any sort of social media. Or maybe Tumblr isn't, but
I think Tumblr is the
most
relaxed.
But it's cool because we get to kind of post and like talk to people, and it's so much, it's getting closer to like being like, it's almost closer to the face-to-face thing because you can talk individually to people, but it's also very public. So
yeah,
it's a little closer than Facebook.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
What are some interesting things that have happened as a result of using social media to promote your band?
Oh, what's a good one? I can't think of a really good one off the top of my head.
Probably, what's a bad thing that's happened?
Oh, bad thing. bad thing is definitely when we first formed, we started doing recordings straight off the bat, and we had told everyone online we were going to have like recordings released, and we're like, yeah, this is really cool. But we got the recordings back, and they were not up to quality. They were at a good demo quality, but they needed to be something a little better. So we've held off on recordings. So unfortunately, there's been a lot of people who have been like, oh, when's that coming out? And it's like, sorry, it's not going to. But we got stuff out now, so it's not too bad.
And what has the reaction been like to the stuff you've posted on Bandcamp?
Pretty decent. It's hard when you're a local band to really get people to actually buy it, but I think our main concern at this point is just people listening to it, and you know, that's another X amount of people who have listened to our music. So
we've also put things on YouTube, so it's just like a picture of the album art and everything and like the song title.
Yeah, like
official
audio.
The audio, but like you don't have to buy that, and streaming is cool, but now with these new fancy iPhone things, you can just like download them, so they're always there. So right. It's kind of like, yeah. But, you know, that happens.
Yeah. At this point, do you guys feel like that's, you know, it's better? Do you see it as a good way of promoting yourself rather than losing money? Or are you thinking about now, as you get more serious about this, restricting that kind of stuff?
There's definitely, like, a limit to what you can put out and what you can't.
I kind of like the fact that people are, like, stealing it. I'm going to call it stealing. Yeah, I like the fact that people are doing that, though, because it means that they like it enough to, like, oh, I'm going to go out of my way and, like, search this video and, like, wait for it to download and stuff. So, I mean, it's cool. I guess I like the fact. And then they share it with their friends and stuff, so.
Yeah, one of the first YouTube videos that we put out was just an audio, and we had someone tell us that they were listening to it every night before bed, and we're like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. So like, it's always kind of cool when our friends come up to us and like actually have our music on their phone. It's like, oh, that's so cool.
Or they'll send me like videos on Snapchat or something.
Yeah,
like,
or like
listening to your song. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So it sounds like, I mean, through social media, you get this immediate gratification, this immediate feedback from people. You know, right? Which is something really new. You know, like for us. not for jazz, but you know, like I was in bands back in high school, and you know, just releasing cassette tapes, you know, and those are a lot harder to get out. And phone calls, you know, calling people. Anyways, but this is great. So so you know, you have some live experience. You guys have played gigs around Maine, right?
Oh yeah, we've played a good number of them. Past year.
And did you talk to us a little bit about? Before we get into the next set of music. What was it like in the beginning when you guys got together up in Poland Springs and you're playing music? What was that next step to getting a gig and finally playing in front of a live audience?
Ooh.
So, that was loud. Wow. Yeah. Next step. Okay, so we formed as a band and we started with things like...
just covers, really. I mean, at that point,
yeah, we were covering
talent
like
shows.
The Beatles,
talent
we were
shows.
Covering All Time Low, and so we did a lot of talent shows. We did things at the school, and then at the time, the singer's uncle had some connection to a place in Auburn called Club Texas, and we got our first somewhat real show there. That was a scary experience for us.
Yeah, it was like full of metal bands, and we were like the only like kind of like alternative rock kind of band, so it was really weird. Yeah. But we played
Was it all ages or what was the?
Yeah. Oh yeah, all ages.
But it was like all these metal. They had like mohawks. They had really long hair, and showed up with. We thought it would be cool to dress up, so we were in there with like ties. We were in there like looking fancy. Hair all like fancy, like we were ready, and they show up with face paint and mohawks, and it kind of scared us, and people were asking us if we were gonna play like One Direction stuff, and
it was interesting, but I mean, we played a pretty good set for our first show, so it was a little weird, but you know, happens.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds really intimidating for a first gig.
Oh, yeah, it was super intimidating. We went on right after this, like, crazy, like, they're really heavy, the screams and stuff like that, which we all dig. But
our teachers
what we play.
Were there too.
Oh yeah, yep. We had some teachers though. That was funny.
That's cool.
Teachers were all hanging out.
And where? What was the venue again?
Club Texas.
Club Texas. That's up in Poland Springs.
It's actually up in Auburn. It's like really close. So.
Oh great. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll learn more about your adventures on the road playing the clubs of Maine. But let's get back into some music. Once again, you're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio.
Hold on a sec. This just in.
What's that? What's that, Chad?
We just got a call that Katie, Ariel, and Alexis love you guys.
Oh,
and they want you to hear, they want to hear you guys say that you love them back on the air.
No. No, I'm kidding.
I promised them that I would make you, so...
Okay.
We're just going to have to talk to you the rest of the show. No more music until you say that.
Okay. You want to say it on three? We love you guys.
All right. All right. Like, yeah, yeah.
One, two, three. We love you guys.
Such enthusiasm.
Nice job, man. Hearts melt all over me.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So this is If You Insist. You're listening to Local Motives live on WMPG. And what songs are we going to hear next?
This next two song set is definitely much more of our more minor key or a little more sad songs. But the first one is called Measures of Rest, and it's an old one. I think we wrote it. It's a fairly old one.
Yeah, it was one of the older ones.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, Measures of Rest. We'll take right into it. Ready?
Burns hottest when its coals are left to melt. And in my mind, we're all just radicals with a madman self-defense. And I'm so damn scared that I count these measures of rest, 'cause we're terrified of your silence and stuff. Conversations in our heads, a radio so loud. She was funny, but it's all so sad, and it's redundancy that shows how we're afraid to be alone when we're laying on our bed. I wish I'd remember when thoughts were sideways, but the bed's been made and the sheets feel fine, but the pillow is melancholy. And I'm so damn scared that I'll count these measures of rest, 'cause we're terrified of the silence and sound. Conversations in our heads, radio so loud, could it block out what it's like to feel alright? I wish it was funny, but it's all so sad, and it's redundancy that shows how we're afraid to be alone. Lying on our bed. Thank you.
count these measures of rest, 'cause we're terrified of the silence instead. 1, 2, 3. Conversations in our heads, a radio so loud, could it block out what it's like to feel alright? I wish it was funny, but it's all so sad, and it's redundancy that it shows how we're afraid to be alone, lying on our belly.
Thank you, that was Messages of Rest. All right. So this next one is a new one, and I'm actually going to switch guitars on this one. But this one is features a little bit more Nick, and you can actually buy this song. This is the B-side to Ashley. It's called From the Top of Pottle Hill.
Don't mind me. I want to tell a joke right now, but I don't have anything. Talk about Blake. Blake, do you have an ongoing joke that you want to say?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Talk about how we don't have an ongoing joke.
It's kind of sad.
Let me know when you're going to plug that in.
All right, yeah, I'm about to.
You're about to? Okay, hold on. I'm going to take you guys off here. Okay, go ahead.
All right, we are good to go.
This is If You Insist, live on Locomotives on WMPG and W281AC, Gorham, Portland, Southern Maine Community Radio.
This song's called From the Top of Pottle Hill, and this is a B-side, like I said again, and yeah, you can pick this up on Bandcamp. Ready?
You told me you hide behind your bad dreams. I remember laying in your room, and now you ask me what I wanted to do. I'm gonna do what's best for me. I'm gonna show the world I'm not just another stupid kid from town. Your eyes. Maybe it's time to put your picture away, because I know that there's nothing I can do that'll make you want me to stay. 'Cause baby, I know you always wanted a song, and I'm sorry it took so long. I'm gonna do what's best for me. I'm gonna show the world I'm not just another stupid kid from down the street. I'm gonna do what's best for you. I'm gonna give you the space and time you that you needed, so you can do what you needed to. I'm gonna get out of this town tonight. I'll head west till I see the highway signs, but I won't stop there. I won't stop till I'm someone somewhere. I'll be gone by tomorrow's sunrise, and you'll never understand why. And I'll never forget your eyes. Thank you. flying west till I saw the highway signs. But I didn't stop there. I was gone by the next day's sunrise. And you don't understand why. I wish I never left that town that night. I never let that sound that night. I'm gonna get out of this town tonight. I'll head west till I see the highway signs. But I won't stop there. I won't stop till I'm somewhat somewhere. I'll be gone by tomorrow's sunrise. And you'll never understand why. Get your eyes.
All right, that was Pottle Hill. What's it? What's the full title?
From the top of Pottle Hill.
From the top of Pottle Hill. That song is that's an epic song, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, where's Pottle Hill?
It's actually our practice space.
Yeah, that's
we're not going to give out the full address, but that is Bottle Hill.
So is that's the name of the studio, or it's located on Bottle Hill?
It's located on Bottle Hill.
Bottle Hill. Wow.
I know exactly where that is, and I'm going to tell everyone over Facebook right now.
Oh, awesome.
No, just kidding.
What were we just talking about with social media, Chaz?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
So, hey, guys, I just want to let you know, during what is it? From the Top of Pottle Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That song, Mike Vail, your drummer, just called in. He's apparently at work.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he's so bummed that he couldn't be here, and he's listening, and he just wanted to tell you guys how great you sound. He said, I just want to let them know how great they sound, and I wish I could be there.
Wow. Thanks, man.
Yeah. So, tribute to Mike.
If you want to call in like Mike, then call 780-4909, and you will be talking to either Bobby or I, or I think we can probably figure out how to put you on the air if you want.
Yeah, I'll talk to someone.
Let's go. If you call in now, we'll patch you through the motherboard and get you on the FM with this band.
Yes. I'm going to switch guitars here, so.
Okay, wait, let me, oh, you're good. The music's off, yeah. So what's the deal here? Mike's got to work. I mean, oh, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting a call right now.
Yes!
Okay, Chaz, you want to screen that before
sure.
we put it on? Yeah, find out who it is, and then we'll put him on. All right.
Oh, no.
If you insist, it's getting, they're just, the phone like is ringing off the hook here.
It's probably Ariel or Katie.
Oh, yeah, it's probably someone we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe not, guys. It could be a total stranger.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, I hope so.
We're open there, to Chaz? Total strangers.
If you insist, open to strangers.
In pizza. Like
so
Mike.
Chaz is screening the call just to make sure we don't get any, you know, crazies on the air right now.
Oh, that'd be pretty fun, though. That'd be a good band milestone, I think.
Oh, golly gosh. Gee willikers.
And if Josh is listening right now, the glorious sound engineer, if he wants to come in and show us how to put someone on the air on the phone, I've actually never done it. So, Josh,
no way.
Did you guys see Josh bolt down the hall right now?
Oh, yeah, just did.
Yeah, he's coming. Okay.
Fast as lightning.
Thanks, Josh. Do you just press this button that says phone?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is it okay with them?
It's okay for you to be on the air.
All right, we're clearing this. Do we have their consent? Yeah? Okay, Chaz is giving us the...
You're going to be on the air in 3,
all right.
2, 1.
Okay. All right, caller number 1.
Caller number 1.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Oh,
yeah, you're on the air. You're live on WMPG with If You Insist. Who is this?
It's Nick's girlfriend.
No.
Oh.
Hey, Katie.
Wait, is this Ashley?
No. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, gosh. No. That is a story and a half right there.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, Katie, do you have anything you want to, any message you want to give these guys?
Oh, tell them they sound amazing. We're all so proud of them.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, Katie, you're actually on the air right now on the radio, so you can tell all of Southern Maine how you feel about this band.
Wow, that's some wise words there.
All right, Katie.
Oh, their band has just came such a long way, and we are, like, all so proud of them.
Oh, did they go?
Oh, that's great,
thank
Katie.
You.
Oh,
Nicholas,
thank
Bandos,
you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Katie, where are you listening to us from tonight?
Well,
in a little tear.
We're actually in a driveway, just staying in the driveway, listening to you guys until you guys are done.
That's great.
Okay. All right, thanks. All right.
Well, wow, Nick. Oh, God, you should see Nick's cheeks, man. He is just...
Oh, dude, he is. He's
his cheeks
red.
Are rosy right now. That's so beautiful. Katie, thanks for calling in. Keep listening. And the guys are going to be playing some more songs.
Okay, bye.
Wow.
No way.
That was really sweet. Are you guys going to go out after the show tonight, Nick?
Probably no.
Okay. Probably like no.
I think you should take Katie to Dairy Queen for that. I mean, that was really nice.
We do have a little band ritual of Taco Bell if there's one around. Yeah. So maybe
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Band ritual of Taco Bell. That's great, guys. All right. So we were. I was talking to you about your drummer, Mike Vail.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't make it tonight. Where is he working?
Works at the post office, so he's got some crazy hours that he couldn't make it out tonight.
Graveyard.
Hey guys, we're getting another call. Let
oh
me hold
gosh.
On a second.
Do you want me to get that one again, or I'll just keep talking, I guess?
Yeah, go ahead, talk, Chess.
All right, so do you have anything to say to this next caller without them asking you anything yet? Just come up with a question. No. Just surprise them.
Oh man.
Favorite TV show as a kid.
All right. Hopefully the radio's
okay, ready,
off.
Man, I'm gonna put you on the phone.
Okay, here they are. You have to turn the thing on, Bobby.
What thing?
The phone thing. The phone thing. Up there.
Hold on, doing a killer job.
Down. Left. That. Yes. That's it.
Hotter. Colder. You're getting there.
Okay, are you still there?
Yeah, I am, dude. What's going on?
Oh, dude.
Oh,
hey.
Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. What's up?
Dude, I miss you guys so much, and I wish I wasn't at work right now, like, so bad.
Hey, dude, what's up?
Paula Hill sounded so dope, like, so good.
Did you cry?
A few times, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, it was so good. I'm at work right now streaming off my phone. I sat in the parking lot of my work. I was, like, 2 minutes late because I just wanted to sit there and listen. It was so good.
Oh, no way. What's up with people
in
parking lots?
I thought I'd call you real quick and tell you guys I love you guys. Like, you guys are doing awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. Well,
see you
I'll
at practice.
You guys tomorrow.
Hey, Mike, this is Bobby here at Locomotives. Can you make a promise to these guys that you'll make sure to get the time off and join them in the studio next time?
Oh, he's gone.
Sorry, guys, no promise.
Can you hear me now?
But for sure, guys.
Oh, he's got to do this thing.
I think he just got discovered in the parking lot. The
uh-oh.
Man.
Uh-oh.
I gotta go.
Oh, he's got to go. Later.
See you later, dude.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, all right? I got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mike. Wow, man. Dedicated fans. And we just, right now while we're talking to Mike Hale, your drummer, Zoe called, and she wanted to relay this message. You guys sound great. And I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zoe.
That's Ben's girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I want you to turn red, too. So I'm not the only one.
I think my glasses will fog up, though.
Right on. So guys, you know, you're in the band. You have girlfriends. You know, does that ever create a conflict for you as rock stars?
rock stars. It's never been a conflict for me.
I mean... Sometimes they'll just show up in band practice, and it's a slight distraction. But other than that, I mean, it's
pretty
good.
We're good, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
never
and...
Never had a problem.
And obviously, like, they're very supportive, aren't they?
Yes. Very supportive.
That's sweet. Very supportive. And you guys... and obviously, you couldn't do it without them, right?
Yes.
Yes.
No, wait. Yes, we could, or yes, we cannot.
I think you know what to say, guys.
Keep in mind, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't do it without them.
Okay.
That's really great, though. Do they show up to all your shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They've been... Anna's always been there since the first show, at least. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was our first show. The really creepy one at Club Texas. Not to say the Club Texas isn't a good venue. They've been really good to us before, so... Definitely.
So, that's Zoe and... What was Kelly, right?
Katie.
Katie. Zoe and Katie. Now, I've got a question. There's another female in your life who... hasn't called in yet, but I've seen her on your Facebook. Her name's Bronte.
Oh, Bronte.
And she made t-shirts for you guys?
Oh, no, we actually, we have t-shirts that you can actually pick up at our shows, but she went to one of them and bought a t-shirt, and she was cool enough to actually tie-dye it, so we thought that was awesome, so we tie-dyed, put that up on there. But, yeah, these shirts are all just white, so... Yeah, they're for sale. You can pick them up at our shows coming up.
Never miss $10. An opportunity.
Never miss an opportunity.
If you're just tuning in right now to WMPG, we are on the air with If You Insist. They are a band from Poland Springs. And how did we find you, by the way? How did you guys get connected here with WMPG? You want to tell us the story?
Yeah, we participated in Mam Slam, which is held by Maine Academy of Modern Music. And... during the show, Josh came up to us and gave us his card, so we gave you guys a call. We didn't win that, but our good friend's cover one I did, so...
It was a good experience, though.
Oh, yeah. Any chance to get on stage is the best, so... It was nice to play with some friends, too, so...
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, second place ain't so bad, fellas. You're live on the air at WMPG now. Where's cover one I, you know?
Oh, what did they just do? They did a, Old Port Fest, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
That was a good set, but yeah.
Do you ever play shows with Cover One Eye?
Just that one. They're a much heavier band than us, it's hard for us to really fit in on a bill with them. But they're good guys.
Well, if you're just tuning in, like Bobby said, to bother us here in the studio is 780-4909. We hope to hear from you.
Yeah, give us a call. You can get on the air and talk with these guys. Talk with them now before... They're inaccessible, you know?
Yeah,
talk
we
with
got
them.
Another two-song set coming up.
Sweet. You have two more songs. We're going to try to stretch this out.
We can do a few more.
We could do Measure. I mean, Stage 4.
Yeah, we could do.
Or if you have any...
We can do a little cover.
We can do a little cover.
For them.
But we'll throw in a few more songs. Yeah.
All right, sweet. So what are these next two songs called?
So this next song is called Cold and Dry, and this is actually in the process of being put out for you guys. It's one of our newest songs. We hope you like it.
You guys ready?
Here we go from the start again. She'll think of the kid in the cardigan when she's head over heels on her keg stands. On his keg stands. And I swear, 6 months I hope I've lost a rack. A dead engine with no gas cap. And he's bad tattoos with racist views. I don't mind the weather when it's cold and dry. But I found those sunny days you best spent inside. Maybe this time next year finds a better place where I won't reminisce of the old days they never had. We packed our bags and ran, swore that we'd never come home to see the paved roads again. They love that 48th month difference. It's just a preference from the last 4 days or the next 4 years. We all gravitate to a freshman tier. I don't mind the weather when it's cold and dry. But I've found the sunny days the best spent inside. Maybe this time next year better place where I won't reminisce never had. We packed old bags and ran, and swore that we'd never come home to see the faithful roads again. It's cold and dry, but I found the sunny days best spent inside. Maybe this time next year I'll find a better place where I won't reminisce of the old days they never had. We packed our bags and ran, swore that we'd never come home to see the roads again.
Thank you. That was Cold and Dry, one of our newest songs. All right, so this next song is also a pretty old one, and it's one of our more popular songs, considering we've never actually released this at all. It's kind of cool that people come to our shows and just listen to it that way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, your sirens. Anyway, this next song's called Be Mine. It's probably one of our oldest songs, and thanks for listening.
Be the one that's here to save me. Be the one that's here to save me.
the one that's here to save me. Be the one that's here to stay. Just be mine.
Beautiful artificial harmonic to end that song.
Thank you.
Who was that?
That was me.
Nice.
That was Ben.
You guys are really talented guitar players.
Thank you. We've been playing for, I don't know about you, but I know I've been playing for quite a while, so I guess it adds up.
So let's talk a little bit about your influences.
Oh, hold on a sec.
Oh, wait. Oh, Chaz is checking me. Hold on. What's up, Chaz?
Could you mute them for a sec?
Okay, yeah. So I forgot.
We have to do the weather.
That's
and,
right.
And the
we're
going
to get back.
Stuff.
We're listening to WMPG Locomotives. The band is If You Insist. We're going to get back. They're going to play some more songs. We're going to talk about their influences. We're going to talk about their life.
Yeah, go.
This is a biography of If You Insist tonight on Locomotives.
Turn the AC on for a second. Step out and stuff. For like 2 minutes.
You guys have about 2 or 3 minutes. We're going to do the weather and talk about some sponsors. All right.
Alrighty.
All right, Chaz, take it away.
All right. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. All right. What's the weather like out there, Bobby?
Well, as you know, tonight it is mostly clear. Lows around 60 and slight winds. It's going to be off and on tonight throughout the evening. Pretty nice night. Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. With some heavier gusts in the afternoon, about 25 miles an hour. Saturday night, it'll be mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after midnight, with lows in the mid-60s. The chance of rain is about 60% tomorrow night. Should be fun. I enjoyed. Did you enjoy that last thunderstorm that we had, Chaz?
Oh, yeah. My dog didn't, though.
Oh, dogs. It's like, it speaks to them on a deep, like, spiritual level, thunderstorms, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
My son doesn't like thunderstorms either.
No?
Dogs and children. Sunday, let's look at the weather, dude. It's going to be cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly in the morning, humid with highs in the mid-70s. Chance of rain, 60%. And then Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers in the evening. Monday looks like the beginning of the week. We're going to have showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the upper 70s, chance of rain 70%, and in the evening, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers with lows in the lower 60s. So if you've been praying for rain during these dog days of summer, my friend, your wishes have come true.
Yeah, my corn plants have been praying for rain. They actually got flowers on them, finally. My neighbors got flowers on them maybe a month ago, and mine finally caught up to them. So I'm very happy, but now they need rain.
All right, let's bring the rain on. Let's bring back If You Insist.
And we're back.
Hello, we're back.
The band is back. If You Insist, from Poland Springs, Maine. What's your website? Where can people find out about you?
The best way to get in touch with like all what we're doing, you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ifyouinsistIUI.
Great. And then where can they hear your music?
You can hear our music on ifyouinsist.bandcamp.com, and you can also check that out on YouTube.
I'm so glad you know those links, because I don't.
And then it looks like, I just went to your Tumblr, and it looks like that's also kind of a hub.
That's a good place. That's relatively new. We just made that like maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a cool little place.
That took so long.
Oh,
we made
gosh.
Like at least 50 different like pages
before
for that.
We, like, made it public.
Yeah.
Took a while.
Is there, what kind of process do you guys go through to make decisions as a group?
Oh,
that's pretty.
Do you guys not want to talk about this on air?
No. How do we do that? I think it just kind of comes really to what we're doing.
Yeah,
like,
someone's like Ben with that new song "Cold and Dry." He's just started playing that riff, and then we pretty much just jammed to it and became the song.
Yeah, we pretty much a lot of how, at least musically, we like to write together. Maybe one of us will come together with a piece or maybe even a full song, but usually. We just work things out until they are what we like, at least. Just parts, fine-tune stuff, but...
And then with, like, other things besides music, like what we want to put online and stuff, For online stuff, it's usually Ben and I that will run that. We have a good trust in each other, and we kind of know what we can and can't post on things, so we just kind of trust each other and just post whatever we need to.
There's no trust in Blake.
Yeah. Blake's the best.
We don't let the other two touch them.
Cool. Oh, yeah. And who are the who is the central lyric writer in the group, if there is one?
I don't know. I mean,
it's pretty
which is between us.
Yeah, it's pretty much just mainly between Nick and I. Yeah, we sometimes, like, very rarely will actually write all together. Like, lyrically, Nick and I will rarely write together. We usually write out all the music, and then we'll come back with lyrics, and we'll tweak them a little bit to people's liking, but usually it's Nick and I separately.
So it's Bradford Santos.
Bradford Santos.
Sweet.
Sounds like a sandwich.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, it sounds like something you can get up at, like, Whole Foods.
So, in terms of the, you know, influences for you as musicians, as songwriters, what are some of the big groups or sounds that have influenced you?
Oh, that's a big one. Let's see, the big influence for me. Oh, geez, that's,
yeah.
That's,
you
want to
go by person or by band member?
Yeah, go ahead by person if you want to. By band member, yeah.
Let's see. I know individually. The one of the big guitarists for me at the time when I had first started learning was Jack White, and he was always something that was really cool, because he seemed like a pretty innovative guy at the time for me, and so that whole, like, idea of trying to, like, be creative and pushing the bounds and stuff like that was really important to me at the time. So Jack White, I definitely say, is a really big influence for me.
Cool.
What started me in this genre. Okay. So, what started me with this was probably, like, Plain White Tees and, like, All-American Rejects.
Wait, did Blake tell you not to mention Plain White Tees tonight?
No, Blake told me not to mention the Wonder Years. That's my current influence for everything.
Wonder Years is all right, but...
And Blake hates them.
I don't hate them. I just have, a tolerance. And they step over it.
Very quickly, okay.
Did you mention Jack White a minute ago?
That was me, Ben.
All right, well, as you may know, he just came out with a thing called an Ultra LP.
Oh, yeah, I just checked that out. That was a pretty interesting
And I actually
project.
Happened to buy a copy of it, and I cannot figure out how to play it. It's kind of weird.
Oh, that's so cool.
You have to put the needle on the label for one of the things, and that's at 78 RPM. It's so weird. And then...
Some crazy stuff.
On one side, you hold a flashlight above the vinyl, and it while it's spinning, and it makes a hologram. It's craziness.
What? Oh, yeah, and then there's, like, one with, like, one side has, like, two grooves, so there's, like, a song that has an alternate intro. It's crazy stuff.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Wow, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You can borrow mine.
All right, next week, bring it.
I will.
Thanks, Chaz. And so, what about Blake? What are your influences?
I don't know. Right now, it's got to be The Story So Far and Tonight Alive.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's me right now.
And so do you feel like that's, you make a deliberate effort to emulate these bands and this kind of sound, or is this just something that, you know, inspires you, and then what you create is totally different?
I don't know. I wouldn't say we try to emulate.
I think we all bring, like, our favorite band into it, and then it all correlates together, and it just becomes, like, ours.
Yeah, and, like Ben was saying, I don't think we try to, but whatever we're listening to at the time always ends up showing up in the songs. Like, I had a really big all-time low phase, and there are songs that you can definitely tell that...
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can feel that in some of those songs. And definitely with The Story So Far in our... new song.
Yep.
There's a big kind of that raw aspect in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
and of course tonight we're hearing you acoustic. So what you sound like? Typically you're an electric quartet, right?
Yep.
That is us, or electric quartet. But tonight we're
Keeping it chill.
Keeping it relaxed.
We're no longer a band. We are a quartet. We're keeping that.
Yep.
That's what the old timers call. You are an electric quartet.
We're a quartet for tax purposes, not a band.
So this is If You Insist, live on Locomotives. This is WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio. If you want to talk to the band, they're going to be playing some songs. They'll be on the air for another 15 minutes. Give us a ring at Chaz. Give us that number.
780-4909. That is 780-4909. That is 712-3456. That is 780-4909.
And for those of you who are on road trips, driving back up to New Brunswick or Nova Scotia, and you're in this area for a limited time, that area code is 207. And also people calling, do any of you speak French?
Oh, no. Our school doesn't even offer French. Really? Right? The school I just graduated from.
So if you are driving back up to Quebec, if you can speak a little English. I mean, we'll try to speak French, right?
We can.
Wouldn't it be awesome if someone on a road trip up to Quebec was tuning in and they're like, we're going to call.
These guys
out. That'd be an all-time first here at Locomotives. What do you got next for us, fellas?
All right, so we're going to do an old song that we don't really do anymore, but we thought we'd pull it out for this. It's called Bedpost Rodeo. Hope you like it.
Gotta find out what gets put in your coffee cup, because confidence isn't anything but less judgment, but less judgment. As you sit in your bedroom and cry over mistakes, the ones you never made, we'll sit in your backseat and point at our misplace. Oh, it's all a shame, 'cause I know she's just for show,
for show.
Could she ever look between the sheets of a bedpost rodeo? Here's the shake-up. I found out what's inside a ceramic cup, and she won't believe in it, but the door closed right behind you when you're on your way out. As you sit in your bedroom and cry over mistakes, the ones you never made, we'll sit in your backseat and point at her misplace. Oh, it's all a shame, but I know she's just for show,
for show.
Could she ever look between the sheets of your bedpost rodeo? Locked her out from your couch surfer, totally added to drop the act, 'cause she's never coming back to your bedpost rodeo that you silently condone. Set the alarm and bow for your bravo. And could she ever look between the sheets of your bedpost rodeo? I know, she's just for show,
for show.
But could she ever look between the sheets of your bedpost rodeo?
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Bedpost rodeo.
Yeah, that's that one.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Catchy. We haven't played that in a while.
Oh, yeah. That was an old one that we stopped playing for a while, but we thought it'd be fun to throw it in the mix here.
When you jam that electric...
Oh, phone!
Oh, hey!
Oh, let me phone!
Get it.
I see
let
that light.
Let me get it this time.
Chaz, go for it. Chaz is going to man the phone. Well, you guys... Well, hold on. We'll see who this is. We'll make sure it's not some kind of crazy stalker that's going to say something obscene on the radio here.
We have a lot of those. No. What?
Yeah, you know.
Want to be on the air?
Yeah.
All right. So we're live on the air with If You Insist on WMPG. This is Locomotives. It is a show dedicated exclusively to the music of Southern Maine. We are Southern Maine Community Radio. We are a free...
Tell the guys how awesome
hold on a second
here.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
We are a vehicle for free speech. We are non-corporate, only on WMPG. Yeah. Are you going to hear raw interviews and live performances like this, you know?
Keeping it real,
guys. We are so fortunate in Southern Maine to have this radio station. This is the last bastion of democracy, my friends.
It actually is pretty cool. We've never done this before, so it's kind of cool we get to do this.
Yes. Cool.
We were told it would be hot in here, and it's definitely hot. So.
You guys,
I'm wearing a flannel. I don't know why I made that decision.
Should be a sign that says no flannels in this room. You ready, Chaz?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Flannels will burst into flames.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay. Who are we live on the air with?
This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Do you want to talk with the band tonight?
Well, all I heard was that it would be a first if somebody called in and spoke French to you guys. So,
And
I thought it sounded great, so I wanted to call and say, je vraiment enjoy la musique just que tu fais, and merci beaucoup. Tu jouais la musique très bien, and... Now, what do you want me to say?
Wow, are you on a road trip returning from Old Orchard Beach to Quebec City right now?
Well, no, but I'm around the Old Orchard Beach area. But
okay.
So my grandparents are from Canada, so
that's awesome.
I learned French when I was growing up. So,
that's beautiful. Well, thank you for being a first, at least in my time here on Locomotives, for calling in and speaking in French.
No, la musique est magnifique.
Thank
you. Continuez à faire ça, vous êtes fait la bien musique. Et merci beaucoup. Beaucoup de monde aime qu'est-ce que tu fais. I said, thank you so much. You're playing great music, and a lot of people are enjoying what you're doing.
Merci. Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in tonight.
Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit. Okay. Say bonne nuit, guys.
Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit.
Au revoir. Bye-bye.
Au revoir. Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, no way.
So many firsts tonight.
Yeah, this is like a first for everything.
I mean, have you guys considered learning French and then singing your songs? If you sang your songs, you know, if you did like French versions, you could do a little tour from Montreal up around the Gaspé Peninsula into New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. I mean, you could expand do as a band.
I'm just trying to give you guys some idea for them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of bands that do that.
It would be so hard to make the songs rhyme in both languages.
We have to rewrite some of those lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think Nick and Ben are up for it. They could do it.
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
All right. You guys have about 6 more minutes. Do you want to play some more songs tonight?
Sure. What do you guys want to do it?
Do you want to do the cover?
All right, yeah. We're going to end the set with a cover. But before we start the song, we'd like to let you guys know that on August 2nd, we are playing at Old Orchard Beach at the GFB Scottish Pub, and that starts at 2 o'clock. We're playing with a ton of other bands that day. And then if anyone is going to be down in Massachusetts, on August 3rd, we'll be playing at Anchors Up in Haverhill.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Remember to call us at 780-4909.
This is If You Insist, live in the studio, WMPG.
So this next cover, it's going to be a cover. All of what you've been hearing is original, so we're going to end with a cover. It's actually by another band who came out of Poland, so if anyone's been around here for a while, you might recognize this. It's called Autumn.
Girl, you remind me of the summer. But now you need time to clear your mind. You're tripping over what is wrong and right. Just decide, I will wait by your side.
Back to the summertime.
I will cross through the streetlights.
You were always on my mind. Not be this hard to see
how to get from point A to B
without losing sleep.
Without losing sleep, I will follow these electric lines. With electric heart, I then will find a way through all these street signs. Be there.
side. Oh, by your side.
Think back to the summertime.
I will cross through these streetlights.
Always on my mind.
And it shouldn't be this hard to see
how to get from point A to B
without losing sleep. We spin and fall onto the floor. You're such a lovely lady. We spin and circle around once more. You're always making me crazy. Yeah.
Think back to the summertime. I would cross through these state lines. You were always on my mind. It should not be this hard to see
how to get from point A to B
without losing sleep.
Without losing sleep.
Think back to the summertime.
I will cross through these streetlights.
You were always on my mind.
Baby, it should not be this hard to see
from point A to B
without losing sleep.
Without losing sleep.
Thank you.
Thank you, if you insist. It's been wonderful spending the evening with you and hearing your songs.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, yeah.
Yeah, wow. This is going to be great for you guys to listen back to this and, to listen... Who knows, 10 or 20 years from now, where are you going to be? And you'll look back and listen to this and like, it's just epic. Epic. I hear a lot of friendship and I hear a lot of inspiration and positivity coming through your music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a lot of that there. This is pretty cool.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for tuning in with us tonight on Local Motives WMPG. We want to give a shout out to Josh, who was the sound engineer tonight. Josh, give a shout out for yourself, Josh.
Woo! Yeah, thanks for giving us that card and coming up to our show.
Yeah, Josh, you want to say something?
No, were they talking bad about me? I didn't have my headphones on.
They said, thanks for giving us that card and coming out to our show.
Yeah, you guys were great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this was really fun too. I've just been hanging out listening.
Well, thanks a bunch.
How'd it sound out there, Josh?
I thought it sounded great, but maybe I'm a little biased.
All right. Well, next week I want to forward announce. Next week we have Caro Khan in the studio, and we are going to actually fade out on a song by Caro Khan.
Nice.
That's on her Bandcamp. It's called Like Uma, Lincoln Continental.
Them.
Like, I'm sorry. Did I say her?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Carol Khan. Yes. Yeah. She's a piano singer. No, it's Caro Khan. It's a group. Anyways. If you insist, thanks for being with us tonight. Have a safe drive back up to Poland Springs.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you soon.